Jesus loves the little children. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Jesus Loves the Little Children. We oftentimes read in Bible stories that Jesus loves the little children. And we think to ourselves, does he love the little children more than he loves the adults? Does he love the little children because they are little children and they are so special? Does he love the little children because of some unique quality of being a child? And the answers are all yes. Why does Jesus love the little children? Well, the story of Jesus' life starts out with him being a child, of course. And we have the beautiful story that it's told and the special birth that he had and the special time that he had. Now, all of those things tell us a very wonderful story about a very wonderful man. They reveal how, from the very beginning, he had an intense interest in what was going on around him. He had an intense interest in the life that was being lived all around him and the wonderful things that he was experiencing, and he was just having a great time. And because he was having a great time, all of his life was just sort of an exciting adventure. And all of his life he recognized that little children everywhere, their lives are a great adventure. And he would say, "Whatever you've done unto the least of these, you've done unto me." So many people, disciples and otherwise, they want to do beautiful things for Jesus the man and Jesus the Christ. And he continually told them that this is not terribly important what they do to him. It's what they do to the least of these, what they do to the little children, what they do to people around the world. We all have a great love for children. We all have a great respect for children. And we feel that anyone who violates that respect for children is not a very nice person at all. They do not have any of the deep love within them. They do not have any of the deep wonderment within them, the peace and joy and happiness. And so, constantly, he redirected our attention to the fact that little children are very special. And he spoke not only in a fact that this physical body of a child is very special, but in the meditation fact, in a metaphorical fact. He spoke in the idea that this is an attitude of innocence, an attitude of trust, an attitude of belief, an attitude of wonderment. And we have the stories told in the Bible of wonderment things that took place. And we remember the story of the little boy who was at the feast, and Jesus told his disciples, "Go and gather up food from among the spectators here and bring it in, and we'll feed the crowd." And so they did that, but all they could find was a few loaves and a few fishes. And they brought them in from the little boy who had them, and they offered them to the master. And he blessed them. As he blessed the boy, he blessed him in his abundant life. Now, we don't have a story about what happened to him after the experience, but you can be sure he was illumined even more greatly than he had been before. And he gave what he had to the people. And Jesus made it be multiplied, made it grow so that every one of the 5,000 were fed. They were fed not only sufficiently, but to overwhelming. They had no hunger whatsoever after they had eaten of the food that Jesus had blessed. Yes, these are stories that we tell our children. These are stories that our Bible stories, the stories of Jesus that we tell the children because he loved them so. But do we realize that Jesus loves the child in each of us? That we are taught that he loves the child in each of us. You must become as a little child to enter the kingdom of heaven. And how do we become as a little child? Well, we become trusting. We become loving. we put aside any past hurts, any past unhappiness, any past feeling of being challenged in any way, and we move forward in truth, in love, in joy, in our present life. No matter how our brothers or sisters or mother or father or the world may have been a challenge to us, we set that aside and we go forth with a new thought, with a new attitude toward everything. Children forget so easily. It's only adults that bring it back to their mind, bring it back to their memory, bring back the unhappiness of the past. And so we are told to become like little children, to forget the past and live in the now, live in the present. The master teacher taught everyone to live in the present. And the little children found it most easy to accept that. And so Jesus spent a great deal of time teaching the little children. And you say, well, the Bible doesn't report him being with the little children that often. No, that was not thought to be important. That was not thought to be a special teaching. That was not thought to be unusual at the time. Because what he taught the little children was thought to be very ordinary. And so there's no attention given to it. How does a father talk to his child? Does he say to his child, come, let us do it this way. Come, let us practice what we are thinking about. Come, here is a wonderful way to approach it. Come, always come. Together we do it. Together we work it out. Together we think it through. And this is how Jesus the man worked with the children too. He said, come. And the little children came to him far more often than we have any report. And as they came to him, he laid his hands on them and he blessed them. And he uplifted them with his love and his joy and his heart. And he raised them from the slumber of thoughts that had limited them and awakened them to the unlimited attitude that lay before them, saying, you are great, you are wonderful, you are a genius. It would not surprise me at all if we had a report coming to us that Jesus went around and called every little child a genius. And in a manner he did, truly, when he said, for such is the kingdom of God. Is not all in the kingdom of God a genius? Then truly every little child is a genius. And every little child is, as the words of the Master, for such is the kingdom of God. Are we ready to enjoy the kingdom of God? Well, Jesus loved the little children and he held them in his arms. He caressed them and told them he loved them. He not only told them he loved them, he expected them to know that he loved them by the very fact that he spoke highly of them. That at no time did he ever put a little child down. At no time did he ever tell them, I do not have time for you. At no time did he ever say, you are too young, too small to know these things. At all times, he spoke to them just as he would to a spiritual master. For Jesus the Christ, in every man, in every child, recognized the spiritual master there, for such as who he was, and he could only see in the children and in the adults and in the world about him that which he is and always will be. This is a wonderful gift that we can give to ourselves if we want to. And it's a gift that is available at no charge. But it means letting go of the past and living in the present. Living in our infinite childhood of now. Living in such is the kingdom of the heaven. Such is the kingdom of heaven, that in it is the innocence, the guilelessness, the love, the unconditional love of a child. and this is who you are, and this is who I am, and such is who we all will always be. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.